We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discarder Radio.
Discarder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discarder Radio. And yes, the hot heat has returned to Vancouver in more ways than one. Their first album in 6 years and also their last, just released this past Friday. The new single is called Kid Who Stays in the Picture. Hot Heat. Kick it off today on Discarder Radio. CITR 101. Yes, guy. CITR 101.9. That is Hot Heat, their brand new single. The Kid Who Stays in the Picture, the new single from their brand new album, which was just released this past Friday. It's self-titled. And according to Steve Bays, that will be Hot Heat's last album. It's their first album in 6 years, but they're going to call it quits. They got a lot of their projects on the go, including Japanese Girls and Mounties. In fact, this new album from Hot Heat was produced by Steve Bay's Mounties cohort, co-bandmate? What's the word I'm looking for here? A guy that plays in Mounties with Steve Bays, Ryan Dahl. He produced the brand new Hot Heat album, which was, as I said, released this past Friday. And yeah, there you go. First single, Kid Who Stays in the Picture. Hey guys, what's up? It's Wade. It is just after 5 on Tuesday, June 28th, the last Tuesday of June. It's Discorder Radio, and for the first time in a long time, I am driving this ship solo today. Matt Muse is in Calgary. Claire is in Edmonton. Camille, our social media guru, is off social mediaing somewhere else. CJ's moved to New York. Everybody's all over the place. You can tell it's the start of summer when things start to dissipate and spread out a little bit. But nonetheless, we have a great show jam-packed for you today. It's our last show before Canada Day. Going to do a bit of a Canada Day theme shortly. Also feature a few of the bands that we have yet to cover while we still have a few days left in this glorious month of June. And of course, what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks is announcing the top five of the week. Once again, thanks so much to Andy Resto, and there's been lots of going on here at CITR, lots of changes, but nonetheless, Andy prevailed and was still able to provide me with the top five of the week. Thank you, Andy. So why not get right into that without further ado? Here we go. Top five albums of this past week. Number five, Tim Hecker with the album Love Streams. Number four, Sunny in the Sunsets with Moods, Baby Moods. Supermoon in at number three this week with Playland. Adrian Teacher and the Subs, they were number one last week. They're at dinner number two with Terminal City. And number one this week, how fitting that these guys are also the band that is on the cover of this month's Discorder magazine and are also the number one album of the week. It's Jay Arner with his brand new album, J2. We've been playing a lot off this album this month. We've been playing Crystal Ball a couple times, Earth to Jay, but we're going to play this one for you right now. It's called World of Suffering. It's from J2. It's Jay Arner, number one this week on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio 101.9 CITR. Let's try this. Take two on J2. World of Suffering, Jay Arner, CITR 101.9.
Satisfied. I'm free. Carnaval del Sol, an outdoor Latin fiesta at Concord Pacific Place, is returning on July 9th and 10th. Pack your summer colorful clothes and come eat, play, and live Latin America. Carnaval del Sol is a two-day festival featuring 250 musicians and traditional folk dancers, a culinary show, a World Mini-Cup Series soccer tournament, a fashion show, mini chef for kids, Latin American food vendors, and a beer garden. Bring the family and friends. Entrance is free. Enjoy life with Carnaval del Sol on July 9th and 10th at Concord Pacific Place.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Skinny Kids from the new album Strangers. That track is called Stranger on the Highway. And Skinny Kids will be playing tonight at the Astoria along with Crystallize, Jock Tears, and Power Buddies. Doors at 8, $10 at the door. The show goes until 1 a.m. Once again, Skinny Kids playing tonight at Astoria. And there you go. That was the track Stranger on the Highway. Hey, guys, once again, Wade here at Discorder Radio, flying the ship solo today, our last Tuesday in June. We've already had a great little bout of good music so far. Hot, Hot Heat kick it off with their brand new single. And Jay Arner from J2 with World of Suffering. J2, fittingly, number one this week on the CITR charts, as well as it's Jay gracing the cover of Discorder Magazine, along with his bandmates. Good old J2. Check it out. Great new album. And yes, many shows you can see from him later this summer. Also was involved with Slide Island last weekend and lots of other shows happening recently. Music Waste. I'm sure we'll be seeing lots more from Jay in the coming weeks here in Vancouver. Yes, once again, as I said, last Tuesday in June, Canada Day is coming up soon. We're going to get into a bit of a Canada Day preview in the next little bit. But right now we want to acknowledge this great little piece of great little physical piece of media in my hands here. Discorder Magazine, 33 years young. We got a team hard at work to get the July, August summer issue out to you guys. We'll be ready in the next couple of days. But as we're going through this month's remaining articles here in June, a band we haven't covered yet this month, but we're going to talk about right now is called Wider Smile. Yes, Wider Smile, a.k.a. Dave Biddle, Andrew Woods, as well as some would say a third member, Bassia Bullitt. She does some of the vocals as well. So Wider Smile, they based out of Montreal, but of course Malcolm Biddle here from Vancouver. And we're going to play a track off their album, which is called A Wider Smile Is Expensive. If you didn't get a chance to read up on them, a great little article written by Callie Hitchcock on page 18 of this month's issue of Discorder Magazine. But we're going to play a track with a very cool name right now. It's called Adventures with Dentures. Here we go. Making their Discorder Radio debut in honor of their feature this month. It's A Wider Smile, Adventures with Dentures, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Shadow fall from the city, and when we finish.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, A Wider Smile is Expensive. Name of the album from Wider Smile, featured this month in Discorder Radio. There you go. Yeah, check it out. Page 18, Kelly Hitchcock, a great article there. We're going to continue featuring some other artists in the magazine that we didn't get a chance to feature this month, as be it the end of June here. We're going to play something from Whitney Kay right about now. Even though he didn't put anything out recently, we did have a great little... he did, of course, visit us back here at Discorder Radio about 2 months ago. We had him in for a nice little live, intimate, and interactive interview talking about his brand new EP called Pony. And if you look in the CITR under review section, yes, we have a nice little under review of good old Whitney Kay. Check it out on page 45 in this month's Discorder magazine. Whitney Kay with the album Pony. We're going to follow that up with another band that's been covered in the under review section. But right now, kicking it off with this little 1-2 under review 2-pack is Whitney Kay with the title track to Pony, hence the name Pony. And you are listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Connor Whitney, a.k.a. Whitney K. You're listening to Discorder Radio at 101.9 FM. CITR.
We'll be right back.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Montreal-based Plants and Animals with a brand new single, No Worries Gonna Find Us, from their album Waltzed In From the Rumbling. You can read all about them and that under review written on page 43 of your brand new June issue of Discorder magazine, still relevant for at least 3 days. And then as of Friday, July 1st, we are into Canada Day. Yes, Canada Day celebrations happening, of course, all across the nation. Lots of exciting things happening in Vancouver, including a whole festival of fun at Canada Place. Where they've got lots of different artists and performers, magic shows for the kids. It's just a whole amazing, fun, family-friendly, free extravaganza of fun. Any other F adjectives you can throw in there, be my guest. It all happens between about 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. That's the daytime festival down at Canada Place. And then starting at 10:30, they have these barges set up out in Burrard Inlet that are going to be shooting off a 25-minute fireworks show. It's all happening this Friday, July 1st. Whatever you get up to, hope you have a great Canada Day. Be patriotic, wear your reds and whites. But yeah, we have a great lineup of artists playing at Canada Place. They've got a couple of different stages. They have the main stage, which is going to be on Canada Place Way, in front of Canada Place, on the road there, which are going to include a few Canadian legends, including Sheena Easton, Mo Kenny, Aaron Pritchett, and Barney Bentall. They're all going to be playing in the afternoon. And then the celebration stage, which is actually going to be over at the convention center, is going to include artists such as Red Robinson, Showstoppers, the CHMB Variety Show, and Fresh Groove. Something a little more for the kids. And then something more for probably Discorder Radio listeners will be, the bands are going to be set up at Jackpool Plaza, a.k.a. Olympic Cauldron Plaza, which of course is on the west side of the convention center. That gets underway at noon, and the bands include Youngblood, Roco Code, Willa, and Bear Mountain. Yes, great lineup. Be sure to check it out. I'm very excited, especially for the 4:30 performance of Bear Mountain. Nonetheless, no doubt it's going to be a danceable, fun, exciting, amazing Canadian time. So in honor of that, let's play the band that will be headlining that stage, the Jackpool Plaza stage. They're going at 4:30, 10 minutes after Vancouverite's favorite time that day, of course. This is Bear Mountain. You can see them on Canada Day at Jackpool Plaza as part of the Canada Day celebrations. And if you recognize this track, it's probably because part of this track is used in the Discorder Radio opening theme. Seems like a fitting track to play from them. It's called Two Step, from the EXO album Bear Mountain. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Just tempting you. I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, and I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled, and I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American, and I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing. Diversity, not assimilation. And that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal. A toque is a hat. A Chesterfield is a coach. And it is pronounced Zed, not Z-Z. Canada is the second largest landmass, the first nation of hockey, and the best part of North America. My name is Joe, and I am Canadian.
Thank you.
In Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
JR.
Arner. Energy Slime featuring Jay Arner. DJ Duncan McHugh spinning some Jay Arner. And a bunch of other bands that Jay Arner may or may not have anything to do with.
Finally, we elf folk are free of elven labor and the frozen pale of winter dawn. This has been an amazing elfcation with Discorder Magazine, featuring Victoria's Pretty Good Not Bad Festival, Fountains Reunion in France, Montreal-based Arbutus Records, and Jay Arner, our king!
Red wine every day.
All this and more in Discorder, available around town at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers: Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw, Zipcar, The Astoria, Bomber Brewing, Don't Argue Pizza, Levitation Fest and Tambor, Live Van, Mint Records, Pressing Matters, and The Rio Theater. Discorder, get yours now!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Diamond Rings, Runaway Love off the Free Dimensional album, which was released here in 2012. And prior to that, we heard a couple bands back-to-back that are playing as part of this Friday's Canada Day festivities, no do to boot it. We had Bear Mountain, we heard Two Step from them, and Rococode, Panic Attack, their brand new album from Andrew Braun and Laura Smith, a.k.a. Rococode. This will actually not be the first time Rococode is playing a festivity at Canada Place. They were involved in the Grey Cup festivities in the same spot right there on Canada Place way back in November of 2014. But this Friday, along with Bear Mountain, Willa, Youngblood, Sheena Easton, Barney Bentall, Mo Kenny, a whole host of other bands, they're going to be performing, pardon me, as part of this year's Canada Day at Canada Place, an award-winning event. 29 years they've been doing this down at Canada Place. It is the largest festival in Canada for Canada Day outside of Ottawa. And a jam-packed day with lots of artists, performances, lots of fun. Big Canada Day parade, which starts around 7 o'clock. And then, of course, the big fireworks show, 10:30, a 25-minute fireworks show starting at 10:30 on Canada Day evening. And wherever you are in the city, you don't necessarily have to come down to Canada Place to get a good glimpse, but you could either go maybe in Stanley Park or parts of Gastown. But make sure you're there to get a good glimpse of the fireworks, to really appreciate, the freedoms we've been awarded by living in this incredible country of ours. As you can probably tell, I'm quite a patriotic Canuck. And I got to say, Canada Day is probably my favorite day of the year. Not just because I get to sort of wear my red, reds, and whites and and geek out on Canadiana, but being the fact that it's July 1st, it's the height of the season, the days are so bright, we're at the top of the summer, and there's all this promise of summer yet to come for all of July and all of August, and just feels it all kind of comes together on this July 1st, kick us off into a great summer, the summer of 2016. Damn excited about it. Hopefully you are as well. A couple more songs to play before we close out the show today. Another band that's been covered in the June issue of Discorder is band Sightlines, and they've got a brand new album, North. You can check it out in the under review section. And we're going to play a track off that album right now. Another shout out to a great little Canadian place that Sightlines, even though they're based in Vancouver, that they, I'm sure, have been to. It's called Whitehorse. It's about Yukon. It's also the hometown of one of the guys on the cover of this month of Discorder magazine, Adam Fink. Partnered there right next to good old Jay Arner, who was mentioned many times in that last PSA. Lots of references going on left, right, and center. Let's get to the track. It's White Horse by Sightlines from the album North. And you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Another day. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's Sightlines, with the track White Horse from their album North. You can read more about that in the June issue of Discorder Magazine in the under review section. Okay, we got about 4 minutes left to go. That's it for me. That's it for Discorder Radio in this lovely month of June. Next time we'll be back, we'll be into the dog days of summer in July. Matt Muse will be with you next Tuesday. And then all being well, 2 weeks from now, July 12th, Matt and I will be reunited for the last 6 weeks. It's been one on, one off, but again, busy times. We've both been traveling, but Matt and I will both be back for July 12th. In the meantime, again, this is the last show of June. We have Canada Day coming up in 3 days. And I'm going to play a special little request shout-out right now. We're going to delineate a little bit away from the normal Discorder playlist, so to speak, and play a band that is quite popular. But this is a homage to a great little piece written by our own Britt Bachman that you can find on the inside cover of the June issue titled, I Left Your House This Morning, About a Quarter After Nine. She references Bob Cajun and one of Canada's favorite bands, The Tragically Hip. I'm going to quote Britt here. That song references the Christie Pitts riots of 1933. Last month, Tragically Hip released a statement that Gord Downie has terminal brain cancer. For those who love the Hip, that was a hard pill to swallow, especially considering 2016 has already seen the sudden death of so many artists. But I can't help but see this announcement by The Tragically Hip as something of a gift. It isn't often you have a chance to say goodbye to your heroes. While I strongly doubt Gord reads Discorder, I would like to thank him anyway. Thank you for joining every road trip with my parents. For me, your voice is crystallized in the landscape outside the passenger window of a car speeding along the Trans-Canada Highway. There you go, written by our own editor-in-chief, Britt Bachman, about Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip. So without further ado, we're going to end the month of June and get you ready for Canada Day by playing a song that will no doubt be played many times on various docks, lakes, road trips, summertime experiences on this Canada Day. So to close out the month of June on Discorder Radio, here we go, The Tragically Hip with Bob Cajun. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM and happy Canada Day.
I left your house this morning at a quarter hour. Could have been the Willie Nelson, could have been the one. When I left your house this morning, it was a little after nine. It was in Bob Cajun, I saw the constellation.
And their voices rang with that.
get you off my mind. So I'm at your house this morning, just a little after nine. 'Cause it was in Bob Cajun where I saw the constellations reveal themselves one star at a time.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today,